Oh,
yeah, we fucking made it. What an amazing last 45 minutes. Decided to not camp on Cala Yendresca, which I absolutely love. Group decision. I thought I'll go with the decision, and wow, we just steamed it up. Joe was in the happiest of moods coming up that hill, smiling the whole way, laughing, no swearing going on at all. Just pure yogi bliss she was.
I don't think I've actually laughed that much in a while. I'm not joking. I almost collapsed on the floor about 5 times.
It's amazing what exercise. The full moon, which we'll see come up over here. The sunset we've got in an hour to sit on the top of this little plateau here. Es Vedra, Little Vedra, the pirate tower in the distance. Amazing people. Just absolutely blessed. Amazing, amazing. It's amazing, if you might have guessed.
I'm kind of catching that. The feeling of popping up over that hill and just seeing the little peaks in the distance, yeah. Just magical. I know you love that word.
I do. Amazingly magical. just that little hill when I said to people, maybe walk in silence for 5 minutes, and people are going, why? And then you suddenly see Es Vedra come over the top. And the first time I ever saw that view, literally, it just went boom. It nearly blew me over. I literally had my backpack on and had to take a step back just because of the power of that Es Vedra. It was absolutely magical. And today I still got the amazing, naked bum. Naked bum in the distance.
There's been a few of those already, yeah, today. I'm quite sort of, they're quite blasé about them now.
He's quite blasé about it as well. And just amazing to be camping here. Wow. A little sneaky fire, maybe a few songs around the campfire tonight, and it's nice to see you smiling.
I'm back, thank you.
You're back, not like you were up on that mountain a minute ago.
No, I was feeling a little bit whooped, but here we are, happy days, here back. Again.
It was lucky you had that energy bar.
It was. I don't know what was in that, actually, something really quite perfect.
Something to make you go quite rowdy and sweary, actually, you little London girl.
Yeah, she was back for a moment, but I'm back in my yogi Es Vedra blissed out barnacle.
As Ruth was saying, when you were swearing your head off, she goes, English girls always do that. Certain English girls, yes.
Yes. Well, when given a 50 million foot hill at the end of a 9-hour walking day, yes,
no,
I had.
No, yeah, it wasn't even. We've done 18K today. No, 18? I think 18K, and I switched my machine off now, so I don't know how long. But a good walk today. Very good. And a great ending to it.
And a great climb.
Yeah, wonderful. Really superb speed and just the group coming together, amazing. Thank that you. Word again.
I think we're going to get a swear box for you, definitely. Well, we got here last night and had a very delightful morning shared breakfast because we ran out of food. Just had off a Snickers bar and a bit of tortilla and some fruit. It's kind of a delicious, delightful walking mix for the day ahead. And I'm just joined now by Neeraj. How's it going?
Yeah, fine. Yesterday an amazing day, but even better with the fact that when we got here we had this amazing view of Es Vedra. Kind of all our tiredness went away, I think, and the chemistry with the group just was even more enhanced by this amazing feeling of being here.
This is day 4. How are you feeling?
Day 4, I feel actually pretty good. You know, again, I just feel really high to get on with seeing the rest of the island, because every day I've just seen things I would never have expected, and it's just been amazing, really.
Joe Buckle, how are you getting on?
Pretty good. I'm enjoying every day. Yesterday was a fantastic one. And for those people who are not with us, we really walk the coastline of Ibiza. So we try and stay as close to the coast as possible, between no meters and sort of 10, 15 meters. So yesterday we were climbing down some steep vertical cliffs down to some beautiful coves, and then back out the other side. And it was actually a really good, challenging experience. And then beautiful lunch together before then this sort of final epic walk up the valley and around the coast to Es Vedre. Great day.
I can just see Toby wandering off into the distance, so that's a little bit scary. I'm just going to move swiftly on to Christian. How are you feeling?
Very good. The highlight of the journey so far was, of course, when we were all getting to Es Vedre yesterday and dropping acid together here on the cliffs. So that brought an extra something to the group chemistry when we all sat around naked around the campfire. And it was a beautiful thing.
I mean, there's just no other way to do it when you reach the magical magnetism of Es Vedre. You just have to kind of go that way.
That's the spirit of Es Vedre and Ibiza. So we did it right.
We did. I wholly concur. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We hear the shackles on, baby, please don't go.
For be a dog, I'll get you way down here. I'll make you walk along, baby, please don't go.
Got another song for us today, Billy, because yesterday was possibly the highlight of my day. What's in store today?
I'm the wanderer. I'm the wanderer. Round and round and round and round and round. Something like that. We're going to have to Google it to get the lyrics.
No, I think you did a very good job.
This hill climbing's knackering, Joe, isn't it?
Can you not talk at the same time?
Not really.
We're happy right now. My baby living on that midnight train.
So we've just reached the Pirate Tower, just standing right in the undercircle. It's nice and echoey.
Love it. This morning it was easy.
Absolute walk in the park.
Very nice. Moderate climb. Here we are.
I've never actually had sweat dripping off my eyelashes before, but that's exactly where I'm at right now.
No, I can smell it dripping.
3 years ago, I walked the exact same route from the beach, but I think last night we actually did the beach or there. Amazing camping places, just incredible. And the feeling of sleeping in front of Es Vedre was like being on ayahuasca, just incredible.
Where are we?
We're in the Pirate Tower, as everyone calls it, or Tower de Sabina, which is the one that overlooks Es Vedre. And it's magical.
It is. It feels like a baker's oven, though.
And smells a bit of like a toilet as well.
I wish it was a baker's oven. I'm starving.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a bit of a light breakfast this morning. I thought everyone needed to dig into their reserves, getting that really when the energy really kicks in. And we've made it here. I mean, incredible. We made it to one of our highest points on the walk, 400 metres, which is the hill. If you're at the Pirate Tower looking left, very few people go to it. And we made it all the way up to the top of there. And we're at the same height as Es Vedre, and the top of Es Vedre, so amazing.
It really feels that way. It feels like the energy here is pretty powerful.
It is. I had, amazing sleep last night and dreams, and other people did as well. So whether you believe in all this strange stuff, there's something about it. There's something there.
What's the history of this tower, very quickly?
It was built in, I think, the 14th century, and it's to actually protect the island from pirates coming to take everyone as slaves and to take all their food and that. So they built the tower, and it's an amazing tower that's all built from stone. So hence it's got this dome ceiling that is very echoey, as you can hear. And that's the only way they could build more than one story without using wood. So they built it this way so the pirates, if they did get up to here, they couldn't set the place on fire and get them all out. So that's why it's all made from stone. And the actual stones are from the mystical area 300 metres down from Atlantis. But how did they get the stones from down there to up here? Well, I think they used the magical power of Esvedra to levitate the stones up, the magical energy, and levitate them up here to build it. Through our window. And it's been a while since I stared at the stars. Yeah, it's been a while since I stared at the stars. So I have brought this very expensive item called a Garmin 4Trex 401 that costs a couple of £100, I think it was, to trek all the routes that I walk. So yesterday, the day before, worked absolutely fine, and I switch it off every night to save the battery. Last night at about 11 o'clock, I think, something like that, we're going to bed, and I woke up hearing it going tick-tick-tick, making this great noise. And I'm thinking, well, I just switched it off, so what's it on for? So I'd Velcroed it on the other side of my tent, so I got it off the tent with my torch and then looked at it, and it was on. And I thought, that's really weird. And we were in view of Esvedra at the time, and every time I've worn this around Esvedra before, I download the map onto a Google Maps, and every time it looks like I've gone crazy and done 300 miles an hour and craziness out to sea and everything, which I never obviously do. And so I switched it off again and thought, right, get back to sleep, drifted off, and it was on again. And I'm going, okay, that's rather freaky. So I actually got it again and took the battery out of it. And then it didn't switch on, or else that would have really, really freaked me out. But today, it just keeps switching itself off and on again. And even though it's off, it's still tracking us.
Walking back to happiness, whoop-ba, whoop-ba.